I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, West Virginia's newest big game hunting season is being rolled out this week across the Mountain State. I'll tell you a little more about the Mountaineer Heritage hunting season right after this. The inaugural Mountaineer Heritage hunting season is set for January 10th through the 13th. That season, a hunting season for deer and bear, in which you're allowed only to use primitive weapons. Gary Foster is Assistant Chief for Game at the West Virginia DNR.
We're looking at, in terms of really a couple different things, recurve bows and long bows are legal. And then on the muzzleloader side of things, it would be flintlock muzzleloaders and side lock muzzleloaders. So no scopes would be permitted on muzzleloaders. In terms of archery equipment, crossbows are not permitted, and as well as compound bows, those type of that type of equipment.
Foster says it's something they've been considering for a few years.
It's actually an idea that came about 4 or 5 years ago, a proposal that one of our retired biologists brought forward, and in the last year or two, we've been getting some requests for a January type of deer season, muzzleloader season of some type, and so we decided this year to move forward with it. It was approved. The season was approved by the Natural Resources Commission back in the summer of last year. And we are going to have a primitive weapons type of season for deer and bear.
Now, this wasn't considered feasible until they were able to implement the InstaCheck game checking system. That rapidly compiles the harvest data. Now, the season will be statewide on public and private land, and there are some regs to keep in mind.
You do have to have a 2019 base hunting license. So that if you have a 2019 base hunting license, that makes you eligible to participate in this season. So it's an independent season by itself, so it really doesn't apply to your last year's bag limits. The only thing that it does apply to is the three. You cannot take more than three antlered bucks during the season. So if you would have killed three antlered bucks during 2018, the end of 2018 there, then you could only hunt for antlerless deer during the Mountaineer Heritage season.
And it is a deer and bear hunting season, although it's likely probably going to be mostly deer because a lot of the bear are already denned up for the winter. Hopefully, we'll see you in the woods this weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.